All right, we are live here. Hello, welcome. Hi, my podcast people. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to get on the camera here, so give us one moment. We're going to be talking about some gay topics, honey. Grindr and Jack, the hooked up experience, honey. I'm ready to get the tea. I should have got more of a drink, but I got to drive in a minute. So, I was going to introduce you when I turn on the camera. All right.
I'm not supposed to get a drink too.
You want me to get but we're about to leave soon, so we got to hold that.
Okay. We're gonna have a popping ass night. Oh, I'm planning on getting away.
My goodness, let's see. Boom, boom. Hold on, my podcast people. We're about to get on. All right. And we're gonna be talking about Grindr and Jack cooped up experiences. Once again, tapping it in. I'm spelling out all wrong. Experiences. And boom. And this is gonna be entertainment. Okay. And go live. Are you ready? Oh my goodness. Just pretend you're talking to me, you know, and you know the public.
No, it's gonna be live. Hold on. Hey. I'm nervous though.
No, you're gonna be okay. I wonder, shit, let's see if you can hear it here. Oh, la la la. Okay, I see the volume. Okay, people can hear. Hi, you guys. It's me, Anna Fantasy, back once again. Who you doing? Okay, honey. We are here today. It's been a minute. I miss you guys, honey. But we just old fleet today, honey. I got my friend Tavian here. Oh, my goodness. Say hi, Tavian.
How y'all doing?
Oh, my goodness. He's going to be my co-host for today. We're going to have a couple of videos coming out, so stay tuned. Go ahead and hit the like button, subscribe, and come on back. We got a lot of good, hot topics we're going to talk about. I always wanted to talk about gay topics and gay experiences, and we're going to be getting the tea. So tell everybody about yourself.
Okay. Well, I am from College Station, Texas. And I am visiting my dear friend Aaron that I just met in Houston. And I'm actually trying to get a feel of the area because I don't really travel often. And speaking of gay experiences, Grindr and Jack, we're going to just dive right in.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm so used to College Station because that's where I'm used to being. And then my experiences on after just seems faceless. That's the best way to put it. In my area.
Pictures with no faces or?
Deal. It's not a deal. There's not too many guys that are like out there. I don't know how to put it.
That's interesting. Do you ask them for their face picture?
Well, shit, yeah. Before I send anything. I need to see their face, yeah.
Are they attractive or?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. I mean, if they, I don't know. A lot of them, they don't send their face enough for me to really to just.
That is interesting. Well, my experience on Jack here in Houston is they're insidity here. They do show face pictures and they give you a whole paragraph. I want to see your face picture. And with me, half of them don't message back, like as if I don't have a face picture. But
So you reach out majority of the time, or do you? Is it
if I find them attractive, I do the reaching out and whatever. What's up? What's going on? I read their profile and whatever. And you know, half of them reach out and also I mean with the face pictures too. I don't even talk to you without no face picture.
Yeah, I don't see myself doing a full conversation if I don't see no Facebook as well. Because it's like, I know I'm going to need that first to end up meeting anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing if I know if we just chatting, I'm okay with just chatting at the time. But yeah, I need a face pick. I don't do a nine. Do you? Have you ever
catfished?
Mm-mm. I've been catfished, by the way. Y'all gotta be careful. Whoever, y'all please be careful. No, serious. That grinder shit is serious. But yes, I've been catfished. I think at least twice, if not three times. Mm. And it is serious because I could have not went back home, but yeah. And I've actually been catfished twice by the same person. I need to do that story time on my channel for real.
Definitely, yeah. I would love to hear it.
Yeah. I should go ahead and add that one on now. That shit pissed me off.
So stay tuned on his channel. Go ahead and tell him about your channel or your social media.
My channel is Untavian, UNTABYAN, and my Instagram is UntavianT, UNTABYANT.
Go ahead and follow him, you guys, honey. His content is really good, and he's got great things coming for you guys. So go ahead and subscribe to him and follow. All right, so that's very interesting. We got two different experiences with our Jack in Houston. But you message your faceless people. You better show me a picture.
Yeah.
You're wasting my time.
And then another thing is, like, I hook up often on Grindr and Jack. So if I do hook up, I do want to see
what you're working with.
Yes. First, and I'm usually the top, so I don't care too much about the front, but I do care to see the back.
Well, I am a bottom, and I get a lot of the front, okay? And this is a good topic, because that's all I get, and I'm like, I want to see your face. Maybe a lot, dude, okay, gays, get down in the comment section below, if a penis pic is sufficient for you, because I get that a lot, and I'm like, that's weird. Okay, you gonna show me a picture, a face picture, or at least a body pic. But even with a body pic, would you want to see their face?
Yeah. I usually ask okay, so this is how I usually do it. I ask, hey, how you doing? Do you have any ass pics? And we can trade if you're open to it.
I love you.
And that just shows if you're straight into just doing something fun. But if you are, then I would eventually want to see your face if we really going to be able to meet. But then if I really, think about it, because usually sometimes I don't even ask to see nobody pic, I ask for it. Mm-hmm. Just so. Cause I know sometimes you do gotta, but usually if you gonna bottom, that's when, you know what I'm saying? Cause you don't need to have that, like I just told you earlier, like,
it's just, mm-hmm. Sometimes the penis be so pretty, and that would allow the conversation to flow more. I'm like, oh, that's a nice penis. Mm-hmm. Then I look at the chest, cause I match the chest with, if they fat or slender, cause sometimes you can see the meat right there, and most times if I see the meat right there with the penis, that's in no go. But I say, Jack, you can't save pictures anymore. They did us wrong, Jack, you motherfucker.
Hey,
you can't snapshot the picture no more.
They're disappearing. Oh no! Oh wait, you screenshot the people that sent
the penis.
Wait, hold on.
You don't screenshot your ass shots. Ass shots that they send you.
Well, I usually keep my conversations. Well, if I delete that, then they disappear. But usually, I try to stick with the same people who I favorite. You can't favorite on Jack.
You can't favorite? Do they make you charge? And that's another thing I hate. They're charging those fees and stuff.
I don't be doing all that shit. Yeah, because half of them don't have their fucking face on it, so ain't no point. Hell.
So, so I used to be able to, snapshot the penis, and I used to collect the penises and stuff. So mm-hmm. I was like, if it don't go nowhere, I got your penis. So let's talk about hookup experiences from Jack.
Ooh, I don't have too many from now.
Really? You're a Grindr girl.
Well, yeah. Grindr is where I started off with Grindr. I forgot what age I was on. I think I started when I was 20, because that's when I first moved. I was like, no, 18. But anyway, past, I don't know which I have had plenty. I done lost count of my Grindr experiences, by the way. So shit.
I haven't had a Grindr experience in my own minute, because they are, I'm not, there's a lot of people on Grindr that's not my type. Mm-hmm. I'm not a preference person. No fat on films. I can't stand that. But there's a lot more Caucasian guys on my on our grinder here. And just a lot more Caucasian, fat, older people, older Caucasian and Latino dudes that not my type.
Grinder does come off as more mixed, and then Jack comes off more
urban, more black.
Yeah, black based.
So Jack is where I go majority of the time. I like Jack, okay? I met some really good friends, and I had some good hookups on Jack and everything. That's my go-to.
Jack is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. That's my go-to.
Ooh, Jack and College Station look different.
Mm-hmm.
Jack and College Station look different.
How so?
I don't want to say it on here. Yeah, let me not say it on here.
Is it freakier?
No, it ain't that. People just don't. People need to just be honest about their status.
I kind of get it.
It's, let me not, but it's just, that's overall. It's just, people do need to overall be honest about their status. But I have just, if you are on a social dating app, know your own status. Know your own shit. Hell, that's all.
Do you hear about it, get like rumors or?
No, my ears are situational.
Please be honest with your sex, with your status.
Every app. Finding, what the other ones, People Official, whatever. The Finding Fish app, all that shit, Tinder.
Please be honest with your status. Yeah. You know, don't put nobody in a predicament. You know, don't do that. Please don't do that. That's not cool. Just be honest with it. Because with me, you tell me that you're HIV. I saw two of my people that I was messing with. And became a friends with benefits type thing. We had like a little relationship. We was growing. Okay, that's what I call it. And they were honest with their status. They just set me down like this, and they was like, I am HIV positive. I kind of smelled it. It had a smell. Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm like, what is this?
It actually
his penis had a smell.
Was it kind of? Well, I only ask
because
you know.
Uncut. It was uncut, and it was huge, yeah. And it had an odor. But he told me that he was HIV positive. And I appreciated his honesty. And we grew from that. It was like we became abundant, you know, when he told me his status. And I love that because I can, you know, make my precautions, and it makes the six. You're not worried, you're not fearing if you already know the status.
Yeah. I will say, let's see what else about my past experiences. I've hooked up more from Grindr than Jack.
And
Grindr is easier. Jack just changed, but they just updated to where it has been a little bit easier. It's kind of like Scruff now. I think people that own Scruff bought Jack. But however, they somewhat are similar on how to use that. But I've hooked up from Grindr more. Have you heard of Scruff? Mm-hmm. Scruff is for like bears. It's more so for bears.
So if you not like hairy men, you like to be with bears or?
No, it was just one of the apps I tried. But yeah, I'm open to that. Hornet was another app, but Hornet, I couldn't find nobody local.
He's more open than me. That is so interesting. I was wild a little
you're
bit.
You're not into bears? You have?
No.
Have you ever been in with a bear? Not hairy, hairy.
I'm not into the guts. I'm not into hairy. I had a hairy dude before, and that was pretty. I see why people like it. But not bears.
I don't like hair in my mouth. I'll say that. Yeah. So, yeah, if it's hair there, I don't need much hair. If I'm doing any operation in that area.
I'm not a hairy man. But if you're gay and you're hairy, that's interesting. But bears, no. Bears, no.
I'm gonna put this gun. Dude, was we gonna get another shot?
Yes. So are we done with this topic?
Oh no, we can talk about more. Hookup experiences, distinct.
Let me see. Ooh, but my Jack. I had a Jack experience with a known picture a couple years ago.
Oh, so you had a known situation.
And he sent me a picture of his. It was a huge penis or something.
Okay.
And I met up with him And I was like, he was foreign. He was like a basketball player. He was about 6'5", muscular, toned. Mm. And he had a big old dick. And he was so trade, so like thug. And I was kind of scared. I was kind of scared and everything. And he was kind of scared too and everything. And I was like, but I had a drink. I had the music on. And, oh, I could, speaking of music, I should have had the little music on. I'll do that in editing. But, and I wanted it. He was so fine. I wanted it. And I was like, ooh, let me see what you're working with. And I was like, ooh, he was hard and everything. And he was like, I don't know if you can take it. And I whipped it out, and it was huge.
And I just, so you've actually had the opportunity to operate on him.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then, guys, listen. So we can't do that because I haven't bought him much. I was gonna say we can talk about that, but I can't talk about that yet.
He's not there yet. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I'll get though, but we're not gonna put that out though.
We're gonna tune in for next time and see.
I think mouth will be okay.
Who's the biggest one that you
suck? Oh, I don't know, honestly. Oh, well, that I really don't know. They were all kind of similar around the same size, though.
Mm-hmm. So, all my guests, get down in the comment section below. I'm ready to hear what your experiences on Jack the Grinder was. Okay, did you have some? I think
comment section below and give this video a like. If y'all enjoyed the video, give us a like.
Please, 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 please. You know, and have fun and be safe. Okay, you guys. All right, honey. I'll talk to y'all later, honey. If you like videos like this, be sure to get in comment section below and let me know. All right, honey. Talk to y'all later.
Peace.
Oh shit, it's over here. That was cute. We gotta do more of that.
I enjoyed that. And what did it do the introduction?
Mm-hmm.
So when did you make this? When did you make the ending?
Months ago. And they can go in the shop, but they don't buy nothing. Isn't that cute?
You still have, like, stock?
Hmm?
You still have, like, stuff in stock?
Yeah, it's a website. You can buy stuff on there. I'll show you the website.
Well, I'm ready to
get into
it. Yeah, well, I do my intros, but I don't really do too much of an ending.
Yeah, let's go to that website right there. And it's laggy, so I'm gonna cut it off right there. Bam! That was cute!
I was nervous as hell.
You came into your own.
I will let you know that's actually my first live I've ever done.
Wow! Yes. So good
was,
job!
Oh, appreciate it. I didn't think. I don't know. I was fidgety, and I feel like I was.
You did good.
But yeah, that was my first live ever. So
you
that was
good.
Different.
You well, didn't even have no pauses. You didn't have no breaks. You did good.
I just don't know where to look. It's different. I don't know. It's because
it doesn't matter. You're like, okay. Yeah, I just look at the camera. Okay, we're gonna do this. We're gonna keep that up and do that later.
So yeah, I'm gonna just have to jot down more because I'm gonna make a list and then we can actually, if we ever, oh, it's still going. So we gonna,
oh shit.
You can edit that though, right?
Yeah. Okay. This is done, bye.